This is an ABC podcast.
Let's stay in North Queensland now and imagine being torn between the land you love and the potential for a development proposal that could transform your local area. It's not an entirely uncommon scenario, but it's one that's made even more emotional by Cape York resident Barb Rosendahl-Colley because of her connection to country, which extends not only across generations of her own family, but transcends tens of thousands of years of cultural heritage. She learned yesterday of a business case launched by Regional Development Australia for a dam near her home on the Palmer River. And while that plan is yet to gain approval or funding, as she explains to Charlie McKillop, it presents huge opportunities and challenges for local residents in the tiny town of Lakeland, around 3 hours' drive from Cairns.
My name is Barb Rosendahl-Colley. I'm living at Bonnie Glen Station on the escarpment up here behind Lakeland. We're managing traditional country, Yalanji country. Our mob were the Hell's Gate mob that were massacred when the Palmer River goldfields opened, so we've got a very small family. But we're still there. We're still going. We've got a connection there. And my two boys growing up on the station, and I got married on top of the mountain, and my husband Dave, he's a fisherman turned ringer from saltwater to red dust.
Tell us about Bonnie Glen, your home.
It's rugged Palmer River country. On Bonnie Glen there, the Palmer River flows through. There's North Palmer, South Palmer, Little Palmer, and it's savanna, highland savanna. We run cattle there. It brings together historical values of Indigenous involvement in the cattle industry. There's something about maintaining a cattle station in a rugged country that you actually feel more connected to the country. When there are cattle in the yard, it's like a magnet, you know. Quick, smart, there's all these little nephews and boys, like kids, and hanging up over the rails, and we'll park the cars up under the trees and sit on the car and laugh and carry on. And it's so good.
You talked about how tough the Palmer River country is. How important is water security?
Well, even though people say, oh, but you live in the tropics, you got plenty of rain. No, actually, we watch all the rain fall on the Windsor Plateau, and it goes into the Daintree and just flows out to the reef. So where we are, we don't even see a quarter of the rain that the coast gets. It's difficult to put in dams these days of any size. We actually had issues where we had old mines dams that were just collection dams. They weren't processing dams, and the EPA told the miners they had to remove them. So dams that have been permanent water supply for decades having to be knocked down. So all the animals lost permanent water source. You know, that's so frustrating. We can't rebuild those dams. We don't want to be putting in too many bores because this can be a very hard country, very rocky, and it's highly mineralised, so, you know, vegetation takes a while to establish itself. And when the water table's low, you see all of the understory disappearing and you get erosion, and that's, you know, impacting our grazing capacity.
You've been attending a meeting today along with dozens and dozens of local residents and farmers and people that have got an interest in the Lakeland district, and you've had the plans unveiled for a proposal to build a dam on the Palmer River. What is your reaction to that? How do you feel about going forward with this proposal if it were to be approved?
We're sort of thinking we should just sit on the fence for a bit while longer, because we know that it would have great implications to the riparian ecosystem. We know that there are things on Bonnie Glen that aren't found readily elsewhere. 2 years ago, I had the privilege of joining Bush Blitz, which was a species discovery program, and they found new species. that hadn't been recorded. Spiders, flies, there's lizards and fish still living in these waters. And I know that they're going to be impacted. Permanent water is a very vital thing in a dry country. In the olden times, Bummer used to, you know, the water was your boundary. It was the blood of your land. And we know that as cattle, you know, as a cattle property, we'd get a bit more water security in that area. But on the flip side, we lose grazing area, we lose access. It'll increase tourism, and that's not always a good thing because unregulated tourism just turns into a nightmare. And so that's going to be something that we're really going to have to look at into the future.
So you see challenges, but you also see opportunities with this water?
Yeah, there would be potential for opportunities, but we need to make sure that government continues to consult. My father was really upset when he first heard about it, not because they're damming the river. It was because we found out the morning of the meeting, my husband had to drive to get my father from one of the outstations, bring him back to the homestead before we had to come down for the meeting. So he was quite upset. You know, he's there talking about a dam right on top of his country. And as an elder, he hadn't even been communicated with. We'll wait and see how the elections go as to whether they believe that funding water in this area. But I can only hope that people are open, honest, and we don't get left behind in favour of the big movers and shakers who always get what they want, because we'd prefer to just be cattlemen.
That's Barb Rosendahl Collie, whose property rather will be impacted if a dam is built on the Palmer River, as has been put forward in a business case unveiled to the Lakeland community yesterday. If constructed, that dam will store 200,000 megalitres, guaranteeing water for irrigating 8,000 hectares of crops and creating 1,200 jobs when the project is completed. It's 9 to 1.